little ways if you want to.
And I may find some other little non-used things you could use for that purpose. I guess you know that marking 3 calendars don't make those 52 days go any faster than marking 1. If they did, I'd send you a dozen or more calendars. I keep thinking of being at the plane to meet you. It will seem hours from the time we see a speck in the sky until you are through the gate and we have you both back, even if for just a short time. Now I'll sign off with lots of love and prayers, Mom.
I thought the band was just playing Purple and Gold. Does that take you back? You mentioned your blouse, and I know that both of them are upstairs, but do you need your dress green hat, or are you going to wear that little overseas-type cap? I've seen Selena Cepeda a couple of times lately, and she asked about you and said to tell you hello. I've been busy doing some Girl Scouting, and Ed and Melissa have been busy on it, too. And we're getting some new troops going over at Frank Roberts. That was too bad about Aubrey's death. We met him when he brought Joy down that time for that weekend. Yes, you must have had a good time in that control tower. We all got a kick out of that. That cat, I know JR told you something about him. Her. We called him for a few weeks, and it's hard to get the sex straight in our minds. But she sure is a frisky thing. I got some of the things today that you wanted. I got the 3 packages of Yardley soap and your powder base. And tomorrow I'm going to get some dusting powder that's on sale at Gibson's. one of the nights when we took Judy back to the dorm on the chimes, they were playing Old Folks at Home. It certainly did sound pretty. There's going to be Parents Weekend on October 10th through 12th and Homecoming October 31st and November 1st. So I don't guess we'll go to either of those, but sounds like they're going to have lots of fun things. I had been wondering if your beauty shop ever got open, because you had mentioned it several times and then you didn't say anything more about it. But I noticed you mentioned you wanted some of the gifts for the women that worked there. I'm sure you have enjoyed having it. Allison certainly has been using a lot of big words. One of them, one day she was using the word remarkable. She really didn't know what it meant, but at least she was using it. And she's constantly coming up with something. And we're so glad she's learning so much Spanish. I've learned to make some real good meatloaf, too. I'll have to make some of that while you're home. That Serge Mendez that I sent a picture of that's the former Marine recruiter. Now works at the Valley Morning Star, and he told me once when I was in there that he wanted y'all to come by or wanted to know when you were here or something. He's going to put it in that column that's sort of like over the fence. Certainly was sad about Santa Juarez's death, wasn't it? I was talking to her brother, Ray, that works in Wilson's, and he says her husband and little girl are getting along fine now. And they live with his folks. Sometime when I write, I'm going to enclose some notes from Carol Gwynn, the girl that visited Judy back in the summer. I helped on the muscular dystrophy drive a couple of weeks ago and got enjoy it. In a phone conversation a couple of weeks ago, she said that she might have to wear one of her white uniforms for Pledge Week, but I haven't heard any more from her about that, so I haven't sent it yet. A few days ago, I sent her a bathing suit and some fudge and some cookies, I guess. I was trying to think today what kind of cookies they were, and I can't even remember, so maybe I didn't send any. Oh, yes, thank you. I was so blank. I was telling somebody about the box and I couldn't remember. I thought, cookies? Yeah, cookies, but I didn't know what kind.
You say something first.
Well, Allison just came in wearing some pajamas that I bought her for. Money said that I could tell you that Allison just came in a ghetto. I guess she's told you that story. Anyway, Allison and Tina just came in.
After a little while,
well, go ahead now, because the tape's almost at the end. Come on, hurry.
What's almost to the end?
We're going to run out of time on the tape. There's still quite a bit, but go ahead and talk.
Hello.
Today, while I was in Harlingen, I finally went to see about a gift for Jeannie Atchison. Her wedding is to be sometime in October. And from us, from Tara and me, I got a dinner plate in her china, I guess. I'm not sure what it was, but it was $5.75 for that, and a cereal bowl from you and Tommy that was $2.75. The Greyhounds finally won a game Friday night. They won by 10-6. And Joe Nelson, the one Negro on the team, was the one that made the touchdown. He seems to be real fast, too. He runs track. Well, goodbye. We love both of you a whole lot.
Buenas noches.
Looks like we're about out of tape, so that'll be all for now. And we'll try to get another one off to you before
we got.